ZM. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2026, with a real few of 25 degrees Celsius and wind gusts of 51 kilometers per hour, the headlines. RDAZ demands probe into alleged manipulation of health worker recruitment list. Lusaka pastor, John General placed on defense in rep case, and Benin's Wadani wins presidency by landslide.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, and other news in detail. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has called on the government to institute an independent audit of the recruitment database following reports that many qualified health professionals were excluded from the current recruitment process due to alleged manipulation of the Civil Service Commission database. The association has also urged authorities to publicly release the selection criteria, regularly update the database, and strengthen measures to investigate and prosecute corruption. RDAZ President Dr. Paul Chiwe has reviewed that the association has received widespread complaints suggesting that the database has been compromised by corrupt practices, with officials allegedly altering or removing names in exchange for bribes or political favor. Dr. Chiwe said the situation undermines the credibility of the recruitment process and raises serious concerns about transparency and accountability within the system.
The continued practice of recruiting from database compiled years prior. In light of the above, RDAZ calls upon the government of the Republic of Zambia, the Civil Service Commission, Ministry of Health, to urgently establish an independent database audit mechanism comprising professional associations including RDAZ, the Anti-Corruption Commission, and Civil Society to publicly release full selection criteria and scoring rubrics used in shortlists to refresh the recruitment database annually so that newly qualified and registered health professionals are not excluded from the consideration, to direct the Anti-Corruption Commission to actively investigate and prosecute officials involved in database manipulation and bribery.
A Lusaka pastor, John Nundwe, popularly known as John General of Impact Ministries International, has been found with a case to answer and has been placed on his defense. When the matter came up for ruling on a case to answer, Resident Magistrate Ami Masoja ruled that the prosecution had established a prima facie case and placed the accused on his defense. However, Mr. Nundwe, through his lawyers Yokania Daka and Elijah Siatwambo, asked for an adjournment to obtain instructions from their client and prepare for possible defense. Earlier, the victim in the matter narrated before the Lusaka Magistrates Court that her defense to have a child landed her in the hands of a Lusaka clergyman known as John General, who sexually assaulted her in search for prayers. She testified that Mr. Nundwe forced her to sleep with him so that she could give a testimony like others do. This happened after she consulted him that she needed prayers over her miscarriages. The victim testified that the accused invited her to his church and told her to buy 10 bottles of anointing oil and 5 bottles of anointing water for her to conceive. She told the court that she drank 9 bottles of anointing oil and used one to mop the house, but it did not work. In this matter, Mr. Nundwe, aged 52, pleaded not guilty to one count of rape, contrary to the laws of Zambia. He is alleged to have, on November 22, 2024, in Lusaka, unlawfully had carnal knowledge of a church member without her consent. Magistrate Masoja has since adjourned the matter to April 21, 2026 for fixing of defense debts. In other news this afternoon, the Patriotic Front Faction Chairperson for Legal Affairs, George Chisanga, has expressed concern over the credibility of the upcoming general election, stating that there is no sufficient foundation for a free and fair electoral process. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Chisanga has alleged that several individuals appointed to key positions in critical institutions are politically inclined, raising doubts about their ability to operate independently. He has warned that such appointments risk undermining public confidence in the electoral system, stressing that impartiality is essential to ensuring a credible election outcome.
There is no foundation for a free and fair election on the 13th of August 2026. Here is a clear example of how this vending machine called the ECZ is being tampered with. A president who is going to contest the election exercises his powers under the constitution and appoints a commissioner, and he chooses to pick a commissioner who is clearly inclined. There's evidence all over social media right now that my younger colleague, you know, is actually a member of the UPND and he had attempted to contest under the UPND. How can you appoint such a person to become, you know, a commissioner? I had said one time that we need to get to a stage where people can begin to demonstrate principle.
Meanwhile, Mr. Chisanga has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to shelve the recent appointment of judges until after the general election, citing insufficient time to thoroughly scrutinize the appointees.
The time we've got is too short. We will not be able to do a very good product out of this work. And I suggested, if it's possible, to the Republican president that maybe they should consider shelving these appointments until the appropriate time. I was going to suggest that for us to be able to show the Zambians that we are a government that listens, for us to show the Zambians that we are a government that means well, these appointments can be shelved and they can be reconsidered after the election is passed.
Now, the United Federation of Employers in Zambia, or FAIZ, is set to host the Zambia Africa Investment and Industrialization Summit 2026, scheduled for 15th to 16th April at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka. Speaking upon arrival at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, International Organization of Employers President Jacqueline Mugo said the summit aims to bring together employers and key stakeholders from across the region to discuss the state of business in Zambia. Ms. Mugo has expressed optimism that the private sector will play a key role in the discussions, emphasizing its commitment to contributing to the development of the African continent.
The intention of this event is to bring together employers in the region, particularly in this country, with all the key players, the policymakers, the government, the potential investors, the financing institutions, to discuss the state of business in Zambia and by inference the rest of Africa. The expectation is that together we will highlight the potential of this great country and what needs to be done to spur growth, to address the full potential of Zambia so that it plays its role fully in the international economy.
Meanwhile, UFAIZ Executive President Humphrey Monde said the summit will also highlight funding and financing opportunities for SMEs.
For the first time in the history of this country, we have now the partnership with the Africa Development Bank, which is a very key to us. So we are able to see that within this process, women in business will be supported, SMEs will be supported. So it's a great, great initiative, and we thank President. President, we thank you for coming, and we thank you for your leadership in ensuring that businesses in Africa are highly supported and given the attention that they deserve.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has officially launched the updated Rural Electrification Master Plan for the period 2025 to 2030. Speaking during the launch, Energy Minister Makozo Chikota explains that the revised plan raises the ambition from an initial target of 51% to universal access of electricity by 2030. Mr. Chikota explains that achieving the targets outlined in the master plan will require an estimated investment of $1.52 billion.
As the New Dawn government, we are clear about the role of energy in the national development, and therefore expanding access to electricity is not merely about infrastructure. It is about unlocking economic potential, improving the livelihoods, and also accelerating Zambia's transition to a prosperous middle-income economy under the Vision 2030.
And head of the Presidential Delivery Unit, Kusobile Kamwambi, said the master plan provides confidence that the Rural Electrification Authority is aligning with national priorities and the President's goals. Meanwhile, RIA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Alex Mbumba has noted that the authority is targeting 2.5 million electricity connections, with an additional 328,000 connections expected to be delivered through solar mini-grids.
The aspiration